Now he told Adam this, not to prevent Adam from knowing, not to prevent Adam from having knowledge, because Adam named the animals. He's given him knowledge that we know, but he was preventing something from happening to him. Now, we talked about those trees, and we showed, and I'm not going to get back into that again, and how that tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the center of the garden, and that tree of life in the center of the garden, and God sent the angel with the flaming sword to protect and keep them away from the tree of life, not the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because they done messed up. And as I was saying, the grace that was in that is tremendous, that God did not want them to live in that sinful state. He said that, he said, unless they take also of the tree of life and live forever in a sinful state as they were in. The words that are spoken right there in that verse defines the battleground for the next 6,000 years. I mean, it's the words, as it says in Proverbs 8, they're simple words. They're not distorted words. They're not crooked. They're not hard to understand. It's spoken clearly. So that it goes, and ever sin, and we're on sin the last couple of weeks here, and ever sin thereafter is, after that sin is a refusal to hear what God says, or to believe what God says, or to act upon what God says. Either hearing it, believing it, and acting. Mind, heart, and will. It can hit the mind, hit the heart, and the will, it's got to be there. So that was in that lesson that led us this way. All right. In Genesis 3:5, for God, this is how Satan works. He distorts the word of God. What he says, and I'm going to repeat this, it'll be the third Sunday I've repeated this. He's taking truth and making it a lie. And that happens a lot. You say, how do you make truth a lie? Put it in the wrong place. And it's a lie. Okay. For God, he said right here in verse 5. Well, let me read in verse 3. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. You know, they're going to die spiritually, and they'll die physically, but later on. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and we could go on with that and look at, you know, the lust of the flesh and the eyes, but we'll get that at another time. But Satan tells her the truth. Your eyes will be opened, and they were. He tries to open them, and then he tries to blind them. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, he wants to blind them to God, but he wanted them open to sin. And hey, that relationship, sin is like cancer. Sin to the soul is like cancer to the body. And the healing power of it, the word of God, to the soul, it's like medicine to the body. It's food. All right? I'm just leading back into where then we went on into James and looked at that a little bit. But you see, when we ended up, we were looking at sin. This morning, I'm going to look at a lot of scripture, if you don't want to turn with me. But in 1 John 3:4, sin is a transgression of the law. And its origin, and I won't turn to these scriptures, but its origin is in Ezekiel 28, Isaiah 14, Revelation 12. Satan himself originated sin. He's the originator of it. And by him, Eve and Adam both were deceived. And like I said, like cancer to the physical body, sin must attach itself to good. It's too obvious if it doesn't. That I don't see anything wrong with it. Idea. We were as a nation, as a world, we're blind to the effects of sin. If you remember back when Brother Jim was commissioned the first time, alcohol, Brother Drink, around that time, and all that in Rowan County, what all it was going to do for this county? Man, it was going to take us plumb out of the financial burden we were in. Am I not right? Now, I heard the same thing about Mitchell County. It's where we're from, up in Spruce Pine. That's what was going to happen. Why, they're worse off now than they were then before that. Their social programs to pay for what sin has caused is much greater than their tax revenue. And I'm about to get on a horse here and run, but Habakkuk, when you go back to Habakkuk in chapter 2, and it's talking about woe to him that putteth a bottle to his neighbor's mouth and causes him to drink, woe to him. Now, you expect good when you disobey God's word? Do you expect good to come out of it? Forget it. It's not going to. It's never, good is never going to come out of that. And right before that, it says, woe to him that buildeth a city with blood. Right in that same chapter. Go read it. Woe to the man. Now, yeah, it may be talking about killing people to get it, but that's what you're doing. More people die in a year by alcohol on the streets of this, in the United States, than died in Vietnam War. That's shocking, isn't it? That is shocking. But we don't see anything wrong with it. And look how we've blended into it when we go eat and places we go, where it's at now. I'm guilty. You're guilty. We're all guilty. But that's what sin does. That's how that guy, that Lucifer, he is so slick. He is a sleuther. That rascal moves that stuff around like that, and he attaches it to good. Sin is like cancer to the soul. Cancer ain't going to do a bit of good laying out there as a germ, is it? But let it attach itself to the physical body, and you've got a problem. Sin is like that to the soul, even to a Christian. And we'll look at some of the things that it does. And we're all, we could go to Romans chapter 6 and chapter 7. See, we're all exempt to it. But the main thrust there is to see how sin is. Why, Eve was blind as a bat. Well, he told her the truth. Why, God just wants you to know. He just don't want you to have the knowledge. He's God. Your eyes will be opened. That church is blinding you. That's what they tell your children. That church is blinding you. You need your eyes opened. See, that old trick is still out there. Oh, my. In 1 Kings 8:46, there is no man that sinneth not. Proverbs 29, who can say, I have made my heart clean? Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Well, I know my heart. You ever heard that? Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned each one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah 64:6, we are all as unclean thing. Now we don't like, tell the mayor that. No, we've done so much good. And I don't know this man. I'm not talking about him personally. I'm just using it as an explanation. You tell people that. Oh, you don't know me. I do know you. You're the same rascal that I get up and brush teeth in the morning and look at. You're just like me. Revelation 3:23, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned. And you know that, you know Romans is talking to Christians, don't you? When you get to thinking that you're not of them, now remember, I ain't going to look that scripture up last week that we read last week when the publican and the Pharisee. The Pharisee was a, we like to look at the Pharisee as the evil man. He was. But not to his knowledge. He was a good man. He said he was a just man. He said he treated people fair, didn't he? He said, I'm not an extortioner. I don't do those things. He worshiped. He was at the temple. He worshiped. He prayed. He fasted. We can't even, I can't even do that much. He fasted. The devil had attached that good, that sin, that cancer. He had attached it to the good. That's what he does. The devil will jump on your good and make cancer out of it. Don't think he can't do it. When you start doing it for yourself, doing it to bring attention to yourself, that's what's going to happen. All right? I'm going to read these two verses since we're looking at sin in Luke 12:47. And these are all scripture. What I'm reading today, we're all familiar with. We're just going over some things, just reminding ourselves and me too, all of us. Luke 12:47-48. There are different degrees of sins. People don't realize that. You know, say, well, my sin. That's what we like to say. And there is. They're all sin is what separated us from God. One of them will send a man to hell quick as another will. I understand that. But let's look at Luke 12:47. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom men have committed much of him, they shall ask the more. I like what Travis Pastor did here a couple months ago to raise some money. They were on some of their mission trips and stuff like that. They called it a reverse offering to be stewards of, and he passed the plate around with money and said, take it and invest it for the Lord and bring it back. And he did that for the children as a lesson of investment. And kids took $5 out, bought cake mix, sold cupcakes, brought the money back, brought threefold back to what they were bringing in. But this here is be said to be beaten with many stripes. There's degrees of it. Okay? And let's look at John 19:11 with Pilate. Jesus said this himself. John 19. Let's look at verse 8. And when Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. and went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? That's what I was talking about a while ago. When you're speaking to people who think they have power. And they love it. They love the power. He said, Jesus answered, Thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Now, that's... And I want us to look at here, and it's probably about all we'll get today here, seven things sin causes a child of God to lose. It's a child of God. Sin causes us to lose light, 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The first thing sin causes a man to do is lose light. And it's like I said about the scripture a while ago, 2 Corinthians 4:4. They're blinded eyes. The God of this world hath blinded their eyes. They lose light. Sin causes us to lose light. Like Brother Jerry Whitehart used to preach a message. I've heard him use the illustration several times about frog gigging with a lantern. Remember? And how that old lantern would get blacked up. And how he'd take that, just stop, take that globe off and clean it. See, that's what the Word God does to us. This spiritual body, this spiritual man that's within us, don't eat peanut butter. Man should not live by bread alone. You see that? That's what he's talking about. This spiritual body doesn't eat peanut butter. It don't need protein. This physical body does. But it needs the Word of God. Like I said a couple of weeks ago, faith to the soul is what the senses is to the body. That's what faith is. By faith, we see, smell. See, God deals with us through spiritual senses. I don't like to get into that, but I bartended a little while when I was in the military. I can smell that, and my faith says to me, that's wrong now. You see that? God, and that's why it says in Hebrews, having their senses exercised. You see that? Exercised. An athlete exercises to be able to do what he does properly. So does the military man. Let me just turn there. I wasn't intending to be there, but let's go there while we're here, because that's what we're going to be talking a lot in the next couple of weeks. In 5:11, of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for a time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become to such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. That man inside you starts out as a baby, and he'll be fed milk. But he ought to be strong and spiritual. He ought to be able to take meat. And it's not peanut butter. It's not a physical body. It's a spiritual body. Romans chapter 6. That law. All right. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. There's a man inside you that's got senses. Just the same way this physical body has see, smell, taste, feel, faith, the Word of God, faith, prayer. Those are senses that spiritual man needs to exercise himself to live for God. You can't get out and work for God and not exercise. You'll run so dry. I'm learning. Kay has to grab me by the shoulder and make me get a drink of water when I'm working. I ain't got enough sense to quit and stop and take a drink. Then by the end of the day, you're just flat killed. You hadn't put nothing back in. No liquid, no protein. That spiritual man is the same way. Sin will keep that man from having light. That spiritual man will be as blind as a duck. You say, well, sin don't help me. I can see good and I can figure good. Yeah, you can. But your spiritual man's dead. And he's blind. He can't see. Sin does that. I don't know what that sin is. But you and God do. I don't believe there's a man that does. Your conscience, and we'll talk about that later in a couple of weeks, your conscience will bear witness to that. God said it would. He said your own conscience would bear record. Bear witness. All right? So in 1 John 1:6, we're looking at light. 1 John 1:4, Psalms 51:12, John 15:11, joy. Sin causes you to lose joy. And why do you lose joy? Mistreat your wife and see how much fellowship you have. Right? And and any man here will tell you, a good relationship with your wife is joyful. Just to come in and when somebody else has battered you all day at work or the things are wrong, you could sit down at that table and just talk with somebody that cares and understands. That's joy. But sin will break that fellowship. Sin in the Christian's life will destroy the inner man to where that old man is doing the steering. Okay? I'm not going to look all these scriptures up. If you want to write them down, you can read them. 1 John 3:4-10, peace. Sin causes a man to lose his peace. He has no peace with God. Well, I'm at peace with everybody. But you're not at peace with yourself because you just can't find something to satisfy that inner being. You just keep going back for a little more and a little more. Then it takes more. As old guy preached down at back to Bethel that time, old Myrtle, Mississippi guy, and he was preaching on that subject there, sin, what it'll do to you, where it'll take you, and he preached on that man in the tomb. Society made that man that way, and I had never seen that. It did. You realize the man had a home in the city. He had a family. And then they wined him, they dined him. But when they made an alcoholic out of him, they didn't want nothing to do with him. Sin makes people we know and are thinking of right now. I guarantee somebody went through your mind. Sin has made them where they're at right now. Now people don't want nothing to do with them. But they'll make them that way. So they lose peace. They lose love. They don't know what the true meaning of love is. 1 John 2:5. And 15 through 17 in there, and 4:12. And 1 John 1:3 and 6 and 7, they lose fellowship. We lose fellowship with God. And one tremendous thing that we don't realize, we lose confidence. You know why a lot of Christians don't have any confidence to witness? Because there's so much sin in their life. I've seen people on the job back when I used to work. I knew they went to church. I knew they were saved. Honestly did. Knew they were saved. But they failed to witness. They failed to be a witness because they had so much sin in their life around the people who was with them. Their confidence was even destroyed. They knew nobody was going to listen to them. Confidence. Health and physical life. Sin will take your health. We've been looking at what it'll do to the spiritual man. It'll also affect the physical man. I've got to be careful how I'll use this illustration without naming anyone because they're personal to me, not you. But a doctor told someone I know who was a psychiatrist, Christian psychiatrist, that one person that was being treated by them had went against their convictions so long that it had caused them to lose control of their facilities. Kept, because of someone else, kept doing what was wrong for them till it destroyed them emotionally. Sin will destroy you emotionally and physically. Sin, when it's finished, it brings destruction. We need to check with God. As David said, when we lay on that bed at night, he said when he laid in that bed at night and he meditated on God. I don't believe there's a man on this earth that lies in then. Because when it's just him and the darkness and God, he knows what he is. And that's when we need to reason with God these things and get these things straightened out. All right. What's a prevention? What's a prevention for the destruction of that physical man? We'll continue with this next week, but right now, just to show some of that prevention, I want us to turn to Psalms 119. Verse 49, and I've taught this in here before, no word, no hope. I tell you what, was it that, I can't even say the man's name, I read the book, Brother Alex Scott gave me a book one time to read, Povo, a missionary in one of the European countries when he was put in prison for witnessing. And for preaching. And they could not destroy that man's hope. I mean, that's no word, no hope. A man that's in the Word of God and has memorized the Word of God, you can take his book away from him. But man, you can't take his hope. Faith to the soul is what the senses are to the body. His spiritual senses are wide open. There ain't nothing you can do to stop it. So no word, no hope. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. No comfort, no word, no comfort. Look at verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. That word, when he was spiritually dead, brought him up and raised him up. The word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, Jesus said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you're not feeding that spiritual man, the other man's going to get stronger and stronger in his relationship to the world. So this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. No word, no comfort. Verse 51, the proud have had me greatly in derision. Yet have I not declined from thy law. I remembered thy judgments, O Lord, and have comforted myself. No word, no comfort. No word, no quickening. No word, no comfort. I was speaking with Lana this morning, just casually. But you can see comfort there. Just lost her mother. But there's comfort there. Why? Because of the word of God and knowing what God says when he says it and what he said and having his promises and having those things hid in that inner person. You have comfort. No word, no comfort. Watch this one. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Do you see that? I remembered thy word and have comforted myself. Self-control. A man that's not in the word of God has no self-control. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. No word, no song. No word, no joy. No word, no comfort. See, that's the senses that spiritual man has. Smell? You got to take that spiritual man for a walk. You got to take him out where he can smell the flowers. See the things God has done. He can hear. You got to let him listen to preaching. You got to let him listen to good singing. He can hear. He's got to be fed. He's got senses. You've got to feed him. He has taste. Bible says taste and see. He said the word of God is an apple, isn't it? That man, he's got to eat. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. No word, no song. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law. No forgetting God. This I had because I kept thy precepts. No word, no growth. No word, no spiritual growth. That's Psalms 119, 49 through 56. Tells you that spiritual man has to eat. Is your spiritual man happy? My spiritual man talked my old physical man yesterday. Does yours? Does your spiritual man ever say, wait a minute, who do you think you are? What are you doing? Hey, my spiritual man told me that just yesterday. I come ill with my grandchildren, man. If I push that little fella out of my way one time, I said, I'm going to step on you. He's under my feet. He's up and down my ladder. And my spiritual man said, wait a minute, what are you doing? Is that the way you want your children to remember you? Is that the way we want our grandchildren to remember us? I've always said this and laughed about it, and I mean it, and I'm not patting Jim on the back, but I tell you one thing. You ask them grandchildren, they got a different story than the post. Hey, man. Now, which one matters? Which one matters? But that spiritual man has to be in charge. If he's in charge, then he's going to tell that rascal where to get off. Won't he? And you know what he'll do? He'll put him under subjection and say, you're dead anyway. You're dead anyway. So the prevention is the Word of God. That's the only, Jesus said in John 12, he's the light of the world, isn't he? What's the first thing sin causes us to lose is light. What's the next thing is fellowship. And then John said, if you walk in light as he is in the light. What is light? Thy word is light. It's a lamp under our feet and a light under our path. Why? My physical eyes can see. I can see anything I want to. I can walk right between this chair. That's light. But is that spiritual man drunk? Can he see? Can that spiritual man see that they're sin? Is his voice strong enough to tell my physical man? That's the one we got to feed. The preventions, and we'll look at these some next week, is the Word of God, the intercession of the Son of God. Jesus don't want nothing to do with this old physical body. If he did, he wouldn't have cut us loose from it and made us a spiritual man. Now he'll heal it. Don't misunderstand me here. Don't go saying something that I'm not saying. But his interest is in developing that spiritual man. And that light that he's talking about is light to a spiritual man. Let's turn to John and we'll leave. John 1. You can never quit drinking from the fountain of John. You know that? How many times I've been through that book and needed a cold drink of water because I've been in a different field and then come and look at it and it's still refreshing in the different light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You see that? His life is the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. What comprehended it? Well, they seen the sun come up every morning. That physical man seen the sun come up, but there was an inner being that didn't recognize that light. And our spiritual man is supposed to be quickened and be alive and born again. And he's supposed to see that light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but sent to bear witness of that light. And that was the true light, which lighteth, as Melvin would say, one man? Two men? No. Every man. Every man on this earth will answer to God for sin. Romans 1, Psalms 19, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And there's no speech nor language where his voice is not heard. Man will give an answer to sin because the light has been given to that inner man. And if he refuses it, then he's not going to be born again because he's dead spiritually. He will not be quickened and made alive. That's good. I enjoy that. I enjoy. That's what feeding that inner man does. I had to just put this book down this week. And this morning I just started writing again. I said, you got to quit that. I mean, I can't cover but so much. But there's so much in here that shows that that man, he's got to be fed. He can't live off of peanut butter. He don't eat what the physical body eats. He don't like strawberries and whipped cream. And a matter of fact, he tells us we've made him miserable when we do eat too much, don't he? Huh? We got to feed him. Lord, thank you for this day you've given us, and thank you for your word. May it be a light to our paths, God, and direct our lives. God, help us to never be ashamed of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.